Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me on Code Chat. With me today is Jason. How are you?
Doing great. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, it's been a while. Jason and I used to work together on some internal projects, and we're not anymore, so we haven't gotten to catch up lately.
No, this is a good chance. We get to look at some code, play with some stuff.
Yeah.
Good time.
A little bit of a different Code Chat this week. I just did an MVA yesterday. If you haven't heard of MVA, that's Microsoft Virtual Academy at microsoftvirtualacademy.com. And we just recorded one on Cortana. If you're an app developer and you've got a cool app and you want to add speech recognition to it, how do you add it such that Cortana knows how to launch your app really well and how to handle your speech recognition inside your app and how your app can talk back to the user and things like that. And it was fun, and there's one thing that I showed there that I thought it would be kind of neat to just put on Code Chat, and then we can kind of talk about it.
Okay, double click, drill a little deeper.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's actually show some code today.
Great.
I have actually, in the past few weeks on Code Chat, made it through without showing code on the screen, which is really tragic.
Then it's not a Code Chat.
It's just a chat. That's
which
right.
is fine, but hey, come on, you got to code, code sometimes.
That's right. So today there's going to be quite a bit more actual coding. So let's just go ahead and get started, and
you
can interject anytime. I'm going to show you. So I've got a little page of notes here, and here's the architecture, and here is what we are actually going to be building. Now, I don't have Command Monkey with me today, but I need to give you the context for this. Command Monkey is the older brother of Tweet Monkey, and here is Tweet Monkey. So Tweet Monkey is a little IoT device, only because I went and got a novelty device at a novelty shop here in town, and I plugged in a little relay right there underneath the monkey, and then I wire this up to a board. In this case, I'm using the Intel Edison, but really this whole project would work with any board that's capable of running Node.
Okay?
So you can run Node.
Node's here. Just closing a relay.
Exactly. It's like the simplest IoT project. We've got a device closing a relay, which is telling this monkey it's time to clang
bang,
your
bang,
symbols.
Bang. Yep.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, all it's really doing is tapping into the battery bay and connecting the batteries.
Oh.
Connecting the circuit and making the monkey go off. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course, this board needs to be powered. I've just got a little USB power supply there. But that's Tweet Monkey.
Yep.
And Tweet Monkey happened and is fun. But we're going to look at Command Monkey because it's a little bit broader pattern.
Okay.
So
this was your inspiration.
Tweet Monkey is the younger brother of Command Monkey.
Okay.
So Tweet Monkey looks at Twitter, hooks into the Twitter streaming API using the Node module, and says, if there are any hashtags that, in tweets, I want the monkey to clang, clang, clang. So now you can
push.
Yeah,
so
through push.
Pushed instead of pulling.
Exactly.
Great.
Yeah, I don't have to ask Twitter, have there been any more?
Yeah.
How about now? Yeah, that's polling, and that's not
bad.
Great. Yeah,
don't do
bad.
That.
Yeah, pretty bad. And the other bad thing about it is that if you decide to be a little bit, more efficient and battery efficient and stuff, so you say, let's only pull every 5 seconds. Well, now I tweet.
You have a delay.
And now he goes off. Yeah, and that's just not ideal. So we want a push cycle where when Twitter, they have their engines all in place, they figure out that there's a new hashtag in a tweet, they do that work and they push it down to Tweet Monkey. Well, I wanted to do that same thing. I essentially wanted to emulate something remotely similar to Twitter's streaming API. And so I created this architecture, and we used Cortana, of course, because we were recording the Cortana MVA. Yeah, exactly.
Speak. Okay.
Instead of tweets. Yeah. And the idea here is, and I don't have it all wired up here today, unfortunately, but I've got the monkey here, and I say on my Microsoft Band, monkey, dance. And he goes clang, 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 clang. Okay, so I'm triggering it by talking to the cloud. So Cortana, I wire up my app on Windows Phone so that when Cortana gets this monkey dance command, she tells my app. My app does an HTTP GET and tells my service, which is a Node service.
Node, okay.
And then my Node service uses a WebSocket event, emits a WebSocket event down to the device, the thing that's wired up to the monkey, and tells it it's time for you to do a little dance. And he dances for 2 seconds.
And over on your device, you have the same Node code. It's just now opening a WebSocket instead of listening to Twitter.
Exactly. Okay. Instead of using a Twitter module to listen to Twitter, it's hooking up to this service using its public URL and saying, in the event that I get commanded, here's what I should do.
Okay.
And we'll look at this code in just a second. The cool thing about this is that it's cool for me. Is that it's JavaScript end-to-end.
Okay.
So we've got ourselves a JavaScript phone app, a Node service right with JavaScript, and JavaScript on the device.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and make this a reality. I've got a new Visual Studio project. This is Visual Studio 2013. And in order to do this, there's a couple of extensions that you need. You need the Node.js tools for JavaScript,
yep.
and you need the Task Runner.
Okay.
In 2013, we didn't have the Task Runner built in yet,
right.
so it's you go to extensions and you look for the Task Runner Explorer, it's called. So get those and you'll be up to speed with what I'm doing here. So let's go ahead and start on the left. Oh, it's not showing anymore. Start on the left with the phone project. So let's say we want a new project. In this case, we're going to say JavaScript store app. Usually I start with a universal app, but in this case I'm just going to start with a phone app because I know it's Cortana and I can't program against with Windows 10 yet, but with Windows 8.1. We're just going to do a blank app, and we're going to call this Command Monkey. I think I already have that, so we'll call it Command Monkey 2.
Okay.
Command Monkey Plus. I like that. Command Monkey Plus. And this is going to be called the phone, but I want my overall solution to be called just Command Monkey Plus. Bam.
Okay.
Spin up that phone app for me. Now, what I have to do to this app is quite simple. There's just three little steps that I have to do. And all I'm really doing is I'm telling my app how to register with Cortana so that when the user says monkey dance, it actually does.
Because if every app had to open a microphone, you'd kill your battery pretty darn quick.
That's right. That's right.
So you register, let Cortana handle it, and she'll let you know when something happens.
That's right. So the first thing I need to do is I need to get this VCD file. This is a voice command definition file. Oh, and actually, I often forget this part. I actually need to open my AppX manifest and declare this capability of microphone. You
Correct.
Have to put microphone on there in order for it to work. All right.
Otherwise, you get some very strange behavior.
You get a little exception, and you got to catch it and go, oh, yeah, this I exception essentially says I'm...
You don't have a manifest enter.
Okay, so I need to add this VCD. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to add a text file to my project here. Oops, that was a folder.
Not a folder.
Minor keyboard fail there. Add. And it's none of these. I'm just going to say new item, choose a text file. It really doesn't matter what I choose, and I'm going to call it vcd.xml. There it is. And in that VCD, I'm going to paste this. And I have noticed that if you even have a space at the beginning here, it'll throw an exception and say the XML declaration has to be first. You have to make sure that's all the way at the top there. Now let's look at this. What I'm doing is I'm saying that the prefix for this app is simply monkey.
Okay.
And I have a command that has a listen for of a variable. I'm calling it command. And I'm giving an example of dance. So that's one of the things that you could say. But because this is a variable called command, that means that I can look down here. Let me close this error list so you can see. I can look down here at this phrase list, and these are the things that can be said. Now, this is a little bit silly because right now my monkey is only capable of one thing, dancing.
That's okay.
But you could put some other options in there. So
but this is a one-to-many. You can only have one command prefix, and
That's
then you have
correct.
A bunch of things
commands.
To apply to that.
Absolutely.
So monkey dance, monkey this, monkey that, but you can't have monkey and... So-and-so, go do
Correct.
This. It's one
thing. One command set with up to 100 commands in it.
Okay.
Now, you can have multiple command sets, but that's for defining different languages. So you could have your English command set and your French command set.
I didn't know that. That's good to know.
That's how that works. Okay, so we've got dance as an option there. That should work. The second thing we have to do is we have to register this with our app. When our app is actually run the first time, it has to register and say, hey, here are my voice commands, so that Cortana knows.
Yep.
So we take this very simple code and we open our default JS, and in our app unactivated, we say that. And all this really does, here's the magic line here, install command sets from this vcd.xml file. See here at the end, let me just do this. I want that to go away and that to go away, and you can see the vcd.xml here. Take
Perfect.
That and install those commands from it. Okay, now the last thing that we need to do is, assuming the user has said monkey dance, we need to handle that in our app. So Cortana is telling us, hey, let's launch this app and tell it how it happened. So here's this activation kind of launch, like if they touched on it on the start screen. I'm going to add another one underneath that, an else if. And this else if says, your app was launched, and it was launched by way of a voice command. And now I have an opportunity to look in the args here and see what word they said.
Yep.
I know they said monkey, but what else? What did they
what
say
else
after
did they
that?
Say? Yep.
So
yeah, and there's other types you can get here as well, like from location events, There's if it was from a Bing search.
Yep.
There's lots of other things you can do here. This is just one example.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You mean the fact that it came in with by way
Correct.
Of a voice command?
The activation kind. Yeah,
Absolutely.
The activation kind. There's other ones as well.
Yeah, and when it comes in with a voice command, it gives you a bunch of stuff like those parameters, like the fact that yep. they said dance. One of the important ones that it gives you is that they spoke it or they typed it in.
Oh, because, so you can differentiate.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you really need to, because if they typed it in, that might be because they're in a meeting and they don't
want to
hear
be quiet.
The monkey's going to dance, you know. Okay, so there's one simple thing that we're doing in here, and that is that we're doing an HTTP GET to a service. Okay? Now, this service lives in Azure, it's really easy to publish this to Azure, and I want to actually show that. It's a little bit lateral, but it's a lot of fun. So we're gonna work on the service project next. But what we just did, that's it for the phone project. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and run this. You won't see anything fancy, but it works. So this is gonna run in the emulator, and the screen that we'll see, there's nothing that happens when the app starts up if it's not launched from voice, and so we'll just see content goes here.
Yep.
Okay. But we'll go ahead and let that emulator spin up. Meanwhile, we'll work on the next project, which is the service project. Now, the service project, we want to be a Node project. So this is where you need the Node tools for JavaScript. And I'm going to go to Visual Studio here and open the Solution Explorer, go up to the solution, and right-click and add a new project. Yep. And this new project is no longer a Windows Phone. It's a Node project. And to keep it simple, we're going to start with a blank Node project. And we're going to call this, Command Monkey plus dot service. Okay? The blank project gives us very, very little. All we basically have in there is a console.log. And there it is. Let's kill that and let's paste in this text. Now, this is the longest portion. This project is by far the most involved, but even that's not very much code.
23
right?
lines of code?
Yeah.
That's the most
pretty
involved.
Yeah. It's pretty involved. Now, this is actually doing two things. This is a Node project that's got a requirement on Express and Socket.io. So it's using Express, which makes websites, and Socket.io, which handles sockets. So the Express is going to handle our HTTP GET.
That's how, exactly.
Yep. Thank you. And the Sockets is going to handle our WebSockets.
Push.
Exactly. Yep. There we go. Okay, so I've got Express here, and later on I've got a require on Socket. And for Express, I'm setting my port to whatever Azure has told me my port is. Okay. And I'm creating this GET, API command. And I'm saying when that comes in, look at the query variable that they give me called command. And that is the command, and I want to emit that to this to the target socket. This target socket is whoever has connected to this server and said, hey, can I be the target socket? So the monkey connects to Azure and says, hey, can I be the target socket? And my service says, sure.
Okay.
You can be the target socket. That happens down here. It says target socket equals whoever it was that requested it. And now I remember that so that whenever somebody sends a command, that's where I'm going to emit this command to. Okay. Okay. So the next step is an interesting one. We need to, let's go ahead and save all of this. Now I'm going to jump down to PowerShell. The way I like to jump down to PowerShell is to right-click on a project in here and hit X, and it gives me the Windows Explorer, and then I take that path, and then I open PowerShell, and I say CD space paste, and then I'm there. So that's kind of a, you know, it would be cool if there was a plugin that just jumped you there. But.
Yeah, because there's a launch, the Explorer window, there's no launch PowerShell at this point. That'd be pretty cool.
Absolutely, that would be cool. Yeah, your next project. Okay, now right here in the service project, right now, I'm inside of the service project. I'm going to go up to, this is like my root. Now, I want to check all of this into source control, right?
Of course.
Of my different projects.
Yep.
But I want to get deploy this to Azure. And when
and
I
you
get
don't
deploy,
want to deploy the phone to Azure.
Exactly.
That wouldn't make any sense.
So I have to tell it which project is my website project that needs to actually be deployed. So I need, and edit is just my own. That doesn't work on yours. This is actually nano at my command line, so I don't even have to open Notepad. I mean, back to the basics. And this is called deployment. I need to make this deployment file, so here I am.
So and dot deployment, dot very similar to how Git has all of its dot commands. For
there you
dot
go.
Ignore, and, you know. So
exactly.
Very familiar.
That wasn't what I wanted, so forgot that I used my clipboard already.
Yep.
So let's copy that and paste that. Okay, now this is just saying I need to do a little bit of config. The project is inside of commandmonkeyplus.service. Were you going to catch that?
I was just getting ready to mention
it. I know you were going to mention that. Okay, so now I have a deployment file that says to Azure, here's where my project is. And now I need to create a gitignore with all of this stuff.
See?
There you go, just like you said. So let's do an edit, gitignore. Let's paste that in. That looks good.
Because you don't want to check in your bin folder.
That's right. It can get large.
It can get very large.
Actually, Node.js tools for Visual Studio checks in an analysis file. I don't know what it's for yet, but sometimes it's kind of large. Hmm. And so you need to ignore that as well. It's pretty important. Okay, so I did those two steps. And now I want to go ahead and check this in. I want to go ahead and commit this to Git. So I'm going to say Git. Actually, I need to git init this first. And I want to make sure that I'm at the root of my project. So I git init. And then I do a git add everything. And then do you know the A?
Yeah, I want absolutely.
I want absolutely everything. Yeah, I'm in the habit of using that because then it makes sure that if there's a file that I've deleted, that my add will pick up that change as well. I want absolutely everything. Yeah. Okay, so that adds absolutely everything. And notice that it's 22 files. This is obeying the gitignore. And notice I can see through my PowerShell console, which is kind of slick.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I can almost read what
command?
I'm supposed to say. Yeah, git commit m initial commit. Okay, so git commit. My message is this is my initial commit. There we go. I have committed it.
Committed.
I'm committed. I should be committed.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so I have my next step is a fun one.
Okay.
Azure site create. Now hold on a second.
Whoa.
Now this wouldn't work if I didn't both have Node installed and on my path and hadn't previously said npm install g
globally
Azure CLI.
The Azure tools.
Yep.
Yep.
And this is basically an alternative to the PowerShell tooling. You can use either one.
Either
one you like.
You got them both on the same machine.
Yeah,
doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to do Azure site create. What do I want it to be called? Let's call it Command Monkey Plus.
Which now you're going to have to go update your URL.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, actually, it'll work because it'll hit the other one.
Oh, the other one's still up? Okay.
It's still up. And I know that it's working.
Okay.
So Command Monkey Plus. Now I'm going to add this thing called Git.
Yep.
Now what that does is I've already got a Git repository right here. When I add Git, it says two things. When I deploy this website to Azure, I also want a Git repository, which is where I'm going to publish.
Yep.
And it creates for you a remote in your local Git repository,
yes.
So that and it's just
push.
Called Azure,
yeah.
And you can push to that.
Yeah.
Go.
Which makes it super simple to update websites, work on them locally, debug them locally, and then push, and voila, everything works.
Exactly.
It is just like magic.
Yeah, and you can push it up to your, you know, like to GitHub or whatever, push it up to your repository so the rest of your team has it. And if everybody checks it out and likes it, then you push it to deploy it. Where should I put this? Let's put this in the West US since that's where I live. Now, that'll take just a little bit of time to create that. But I already explained to you exactly what that's doing. I've already got the other one existing and probably to save time, I'm going to switch over and, it's probably going to be done any second.
Yep.
And we'll go ahead and get started working on the device project. Now, there is one thing that we have to do to that service. Don't let me forget that I have to jump into the portal to do one critical thing.
For WebSockets.
For WebSockets, exactly. Yep. So now this is actually the simplest of all the projects. This is the node that's going to go onto the device. And this is kind of the simplified version of it. We're ignoring the little Cylon library that we can actually use to connect to the robot itself, to the device itself. And this is just going to do it on the console. But it's very easy to sprinkle in the extra stuff that actually talks to the device. So this is a better test here. So what we need to do is create ourselves a new node project.
Yep.
And we have one dependency that we need to get. And so I'm going to go here and add a new project, a blank project, and this one's going to be called commandmonkeyplus.device.
Device.
Now keep in mind that in this architecture, I'm doing a REST-based GET call. Mm-hmm. which is invoking a WebSocket, but it may be that in your phone, you want to actually communicate with WebSockets as well. You communicate with WebSockets when you need a real-time connection, right?
Yeah.
So you can create a scenario where you have phones and devices all over the place and everybody's just talking by way of WebSockets, if that's what you need, if what you need is real-time.
You could also use Azure Notification Hubs.
There you go.
If you wanted to push from the device and then have it take care of the retry logic.
So many possibilities.
Yeah, there's 100 ways you could do it. But yours is way simpler, 9 lines of code.
Okay, so we're going to connect to Command Monkey Plus and Azure Websites. Okay. We're going to say, I'm requesting to be the target, and then we're going to do that request. And that is by simply saying socket emit. This is where we tell this service that we just connected to, I would like to be the target. So
please
call
me.
Exactly. And then when, this is where we say, and when the service pushes down to me with a command event, this is what I'm going to do. And it's simply going to say, okay, I received the command.
Log
here's
it.
The command.
Okay.
It's going to log it, but this is where you would say, you know, pin 13.
Close the relay, yep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so there's that. Now, we would need to jump into Azure, into the portal. And I, for the sake of time, I don't want to do that. So let's take off the plus and let's use my existing one that's already working. So we'll have to push the believe button here that all you have to do is go up and turn on WebSockets in your website, and that's the only thing you have to change in the portal, and then it should work, okay? Now, the in the command, cannot type and speak at the same time. In the service, in the dot service, in here we would need to install the dependencies. So we need to npm install, that would install Express and Socket.io. In the device, we need to install the dependencies, and there's only one. So we need to npm install, and the dependency that we need is socket.io-client, and we want to permanently put this in the package.json, meaning this is always a dependency of this.
Yes.
So in the future...
And you don't have -g because you don't want it global to your local machine. You want it to be deployed with this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Go. Now that's installing that dependency. Depending on the size of the dependency, that could take a while. And now we've only one thing left to do, and that is go run our phone app, which I believe we already are. It's running in the emulator. And then we need to run the device. Now, this is a trick that I also find a lot of people don't know. You can go to your solution in Visual Studio and say, I don't want to have to pick my startup project. I just want the current selection to be my startup project. And now, whenever you hover over one, that is the startup project. So that's pretty slick.
Yeah.
I'm going to hover over device and run it. There we go. It has requested, and remember, it's looking at my old service, commandmonkey.azurewebsites.net. I would like to be the target of for this. And so it's supposedly running. Now let's go over to our phone. Remember, there's nothing to do in the UI. You could also trigger it from the UI. So
you can add a button or something.
Exactly. So I need to go and trigger it by way of Cortana. Oh, I have not set up Cortana on this. You know what I do normally is I do this on my device. And... let's see.
Shouldn't take that long.
So the problem there was we were trying to deploy to the emulator and the emulator wasn't set up yet. And so all I had to do was deploy to my device. And so you're looking at my actual device now using Project My Screen. And so we need to execute the phone project from InVisual Studio. Let's just hit Control 5 there. Oops, I was on the wrong one. So the phone project, run that. And let's go look at my phone. And you can see that it runs. It just says content goes here. But the important thing here is that we're able to ask Cortana, Cortana, what can I say?
Here are some things I can help you do.
And that's an important command because Cortana is able to tell us all the kind of stock things, the system level things that we can do. But if we scroll down, we can see that this app that we just created is one of those things. And it's telling us, command the monkey, we had that in the VCD file. And if I click on it, it's telling me all the things I can say. And as an example, I can say, monkey dance.
Which is where that example comes in really handy.
It comes in very handy, exactly. So now we still have our device, our dot device project running, and it's just waiting. It's just waiting for the cloud to tell it anything. So let's give this a try. Monkey, dance.
Commanding.
And the monkey gets the dance command.
Ding, 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 ding,
clang,
ding,
clang, clang. Not quite the same thing. You don't look at all
sorry.
Like a monkey. But
I don't have any bells. Did you just give me bells?
The reason why I'm excited about this is I feel like creating a streaming service opens up a lot of scenarios for me. In the IoT world, there's a lot of things that I can do where all I have to do is pass it a command by way of a socket, and I can make it do anything I want.
And you don't want to be sitting there polling.
Yeah.
You know, that's just such a bad idea.
Yeah.
Especially in IoT, where you're worried about battery life.
Oh, yeah.
You're worried about things. Like, and just hold that connection.
Yeah.
You know, and when something comes through, voila, off you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So, that's a fun project. Anything you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, I think it's very cool. I like the... You were inspired by the Twitter streaming API, which I think a lot of people look at that and go, how did they do that?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, that's pretty cool. But I think you actually brought it back to a real world example. Really small code.
Really small.
That's
really
very
simple.
Impressive. Very impressive.
It
well
helps
done.
Me. I have like a pigeon brain. So I have to really small examples.
So well done.
The if you want to get started with us, you can go to codefoster.com/commandmonkey. And all of the code is on GitHub. So github.com/codefoster/commandmonkey.
So can we set up one to cling your monkey at your house and just distort it?
You absolutely can. Actually, yesterday when we were doing the live event, I brought it to this screen here where we see receive a command dance, and they started popping in. So people that were watching the live event had already started the application, hooked up to my server, and started telling the monkey to do things.
That's great. Gotta love that.
Thanks for joining us on Code Chat. We'll see you next time.